4NUE Mobile.
4NUE KA3JCA.
Hey Richard, what's going on, bud? What you been doing the rest of the afternoon?
Wasn't feeling good, so I laid down, but it was like 10 minutes after I laid down, there was a call on the radio, and at first I thought you were calling me, but it was somebody on a DMR channel, and their call just happened to be Kilo Delta 4 NUE. They live over in Georgia.
Okay. Well, not quite, but close, I guess.
Oh, I know it there. So, well, I downloaded the Winlink Express today.
Good deal. So, give me a holler when you, if you want to get the Winlink up on, you know, moving data through RF. You'll need a signal link unless your radio's got a sound card. And UZ7HO sound modem and Easy Term 49. And that'll get you up on all the bulletin board systems, with quite a few of them actually, and also get you operating on signal link.
But now, what radio are you using with yours?
So I've got a Yaesu 991A, but it's got a built-in sound card, so I don't need a signal link. But if you got a signal link laying around, or you pick them things up for nothing when people get done with them, you know, you can use any 2-meter radio as long as it's got a speaker jack.
Alrighty. How do you like your 991?
KO4NUE. I'm trying my best to bite my tongue. So here's the deal. I like the radio for certain uses. You know, being able to move between frequencies, HF, VHF, UHF. It's a wonderful radio. It does a lot. I'll give it that. Okay. But here's the rub. It's got to have 12.3 some odd volts to run. If it drops below that, you got a problem. For some reason, and it hasn't ever eaten one of mine, but it seems to be pretty rough on power supplies. That's just my observation now. And the biggie for me is, if you want to do data work with it, it's nice. But when you put the demands on it for data now, it's just not there. I don't know what else to say about it, really. Menus are not easy to configure compared to, you know, other name brands. But I was diehard Yaesu, the 991, up until about 2 weeks ago. But I've had my butt blistered, and I'm not going to have nothing that don't pull its weight. So that was hard to get out, but I got it out.
That's actually, no offense or anything, that's the first time I've heard anything bad about the 991A. So I just, like, I had a friend in Florida, he's been trying to sell me on getting a 991A for the all-mode HF, VHF, UHF, 6-meter, whatever, you know, for a mobile unit. So I had a Yaesu, it's either the 8900 or 9800, I think it's the 8900, but it does 2, 4, and 6, but it also does FM 10 meters.
Man, well, don't take that the wrong way. It is a nice radio. And it, like I said, up until this point, not everybody's going to try to run a gateway with it. So that's asking a lot out of radio. Let me clarify that. But you know, operator sitting behind the desk wanting to be able to go and do from, you know, HF to whatever, in between bands, and do some data stuff. It's, hey, it's wonderful. But the menus alone are kind of difficult for me. I'm not the brightest guy in shit now, but menus are difficult for me, and heavy data usage, it just, I don't know, Richard. It's just not there.
Well, I know I have a bunch of 2-meter stuff that I had before for my Digipeter. I had a digital weather station that I used both in Delaware and Florida. I did have a Peak Brother weather system. I don't have it anymore. It actually got damaged during one of the 3 hurricanes that came right after one another that all 3 crossed my house. But I was thankful because the weather bureau in Miami, the Hurricane Center, was actually was able to use some of my valuable data from the barometer and the rain gauge and the wind gauge before my system got blown down.
Well, Richard, I don't want to cut it short, but I'm about a mile from a dead spot. I'm moving it up into Tryon on Highway 14, and it's just going to drop completely out here in a minute. So let me go ahead and say 73s while you can hear me. It's KO4 NUE 73, Richard. I'll be clear on your final, sir.
All righty, Chad. Have a great day, sir, and drive safe. KA3JCA.